I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, cops in Houston are looking for a 40-year-old career criminal named Robert Wooten.
Woo, like you're doing like a Ric Flair woo?
Yeah, it's Wooten, but I would like, Wooten in the house!
That's his DJ name.
What up, Woo? DJ Woo 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 Woo! He's wanted for a series of armed robberies, and his most distinguishing feature that he has is his social security number tattooed on his forehead.
You know, that's an interesting tattoo. I gotta give it to him. It's not like a tribal tattoo. It's not like the little swallow birds that everybody has or the infinity sign. At least he's creative.
I don't know why people don't do it. Like, I don't get forehead. I'm not judging you. I don't think you're trash or a bad person. It's just,
I do.
I don't think it looks good. As far as your character.
A face tattoo?
Social security number?
No. If you have a tattoo from your neck up, I don't think you're a bad person, but I think it's a terrible decision.
It's trashy for sure.
You think they're bad people, huh?
No. I don't think you're a bad person. I just think, like, why would you do that?
I think it looks bad.
That's all. I mean, Mike Tyson's tattoo's good, but everybody else usually looks like a fool. You know what I mean?
Like Gucci and his ice cream cone?
Well, okay, Gucci and Mike Tyson. Everybody else, you look like a fool. But no, this guy, yeah, apparently had it right there in the forehead. Why don't you do it on the finger? You can always hide it like on the inside of your finger or something. Like, oh,
yeah, that's good.
That's my cell phone number. That is my bank routing number. Okay, good. Yeah, well, he has it tattooed, and that's why they're trying to look for the guy, because it's pretty easy to find him. So I don't know what he's going to do, but they're hunting for him, and they say if you see a guy with a social security number on his forehead, please let them know.
How has he not had his identity stolen like every minute of his life?
Who the hell wants to steal that identity?
You want to be him?
No, I don't, but
I've got it.
Someone might.
A truck thief named Jamie Lee Curtis was arrested after leading the police on a wild chase.
Nice.
The man.
His parents must have loved Freaky Friday.
Do you think...
What?
Nothing. You leaned in. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, you said the man? Go ahead.
Yeah. He's a dude. It wasn't a girl, but it was a guy named Jamie Lee Curtis.
Uh-huh.
Hit a vehicle in a parking lot before officers started chasing him. When the police caught up with the guy, he drove into a driveway and threw someone's backyard. The vehicle chase ended when he went off the road and crashed into a rock. The guy,
ow.
Yeah, that has to hurt. The guy finally arrested...
I used to drive these babies for miles.
The guy was finally arrested at his home when officers were able to follow his footsteps he left in the snow. You always have to bring a little broom with you when it snows so you can cover, you know, your snow tracks. Nobody
That's what you do,
know.
A broom?
That's what they do, right? Or like in the movies they
I've
use
I've never
like a
seen
branch,
anybody use that.
Or like a branch when you're in the wood and people are chasing you trying to kill you.
No, it's brilliant. I've just never seen that.
Life hacks right here. We got them for
it
you.
It is life hacks.
He told the officers that he had a warrant for his arrest and that's why he fled.
Ah.
And you're final dummy of the day story today. Well, it involves some.
I want my baby back. Chili, baby back ribs. I want my baby back. Chili, baby back ribs.
The original bop.
I got my baby back ribs.
I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
Would you say that's one of the top jingles of all time?
Yes.
Because McDonald's
for sure.
Is ba da ba ba ba.
I'm loving it.
Like, who else has a catchy jingle food-wise? Like, I love Taco Bell. They've got, like, the dung, like the, you know, or yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, that for sure. But it's not a jingle. That's like a saying, but like a song. It has to be a song.
I'm trying to think right now.
I don't know any.
Yeah, nobody makes good jingles anymore. Chili's is dropping that. Chili's dropped an NSYNC version, too.
I want my baby.
Stop.
I want my baby.
Is this real?
Yes.
From, like, the early 2000s?
Back. I want my baby.
I've never heard this.
Ribs.
Yes!
By the way, I love ribs. Can somebody tweet us, Joe and Alex Show? I know it's early in the morning, but you're probably already cooking and smoking them and doing them. Who in Indy's got the best
ribs?
Chili's,
Maybe. I'll go get some riblets with you. But this guy was found with a full rack of ribs. I don't think they were from Chili, but at a store. In his pants. Cops also found 2 packs of hamburger buns, 9 pieces of fried chicken, and some mashed potatoes. This guy has good taste. All of them inside of his pants. The officer said the man was drunk at the time of the theft. The items totaled about $32, and the guy was charged with retail theft.
The phrase riblet sounds like what you would call a baby frog.
Like riblet. A ribbit?
Yeah.
Riblet.
Riblet.
But it's like, you know, have you ever had the riblets before? They're good. They're perfect little
sizes. I've had Chili's baby back ribs.
You can munch them.
I love them. If Chili's wants to bring some down, I will gladly eat that.
All right, this could go terribly wrong, but good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning, this is Holly.
Hey, Holly, what are you calling for?
Because you guys forgot the Arby's theme song.
What is
the
it?
Bum, 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 that we have the meat.
Oh, yeah! That's a good one. I did forget about that one. You're right.
Okay, okay. That's good. I like where we're going with this one. Thank you for calling in this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to?
Zach.
Hey, what's up? Is there a theme we're forgetting for a fast food restaurant, like a jingle?
No, but I was calling about the best ribs in Indy.
Okay, who's
where?
Where?
Smoky Bone, or no, not Smoky Bone. Sorry, Famous Dave's Barbecue.
Oh yeah,
I've been to, but isn't that like a chain?
Yes,
kind of. Yes, but in Indy, it's mostly a franchise operation.
All right, do you work there?
I do.
Can you get us free ribs?
I might be able to give you a discount. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like free.
Doesn't sound free.
Okay.
I want free baby back, baby back. I want free baby back,
hey,
baby back.
Hey, do us a favor. If you can do anything like that, hit us up. Message us on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Thank you for the call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Janine.
Hey, what's up? What do you want to say?
First of all, I had a comment on the neck tattoos.
Oh, do you have one?
I have two. When my husband and I got married, we got our names tattooed, and then he had just passed away 2 years ago, so I have a memorial to him on the other side of my neck. And as far as, and I have long hair, so therefore being a girl, you know.
Like on the back of your neck or the front?
Underneath my ears, like at the side of my ears.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I think I'm talking like
on the face.
Like side of your neck, like Dracula would bite into it.
No, that's pretty tacky, I gotta admit. And as far as the best ribs in Indy,
Kings
has the best ribs.
Where's that?
I've heard of Kings. Where's that at?
It's in Speedway. It's like 38th Street and something. Not that urban, so.
Well, I am. I'm urban as hell. Give me my ribs. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I hope somebody brings them. I'll do one more call this morning. Hopefully, there's free food waiting outside of our door. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Cameron.
What's up, Cameron? What'd you want to say?
Oh, I was just going to say KFC had a pretty good jingle there for a while.
What?
Three chicken tenders, taters and gravy. I'll throw a little biscuit and a big old cookie. That was a pretty good one.
That was good.
Oh, dude, we love you, man. Thank you for calling in today for the Joe and Alex Show. Those right there. Well, before I do that,
I want my baby back.
One last time. JT.
I want my baby back.
I want my baby back.
Everybody.
Ribs.